All right, Sean, you in the house? Yeah, Sean Ongley. Come up here. Tell us a story.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is it recording?
Oh, gosh. Hi, how's everybody doing? Good? Y'all are rude. How am I doing? You're assuming that. Couldn't be better. Yeah, couldn't be better. Really couldn't be better. Yeah, shit isn't going so good. Yeah, that.
I wish Pryor had the mic right now.
He'd be rocking it if he was here right now. I guess I haven't rehearsed this story. It just happened. I have hardly talked it all out loud today. I'm new in town. I'm from Portland. Austin is a wonderful city. I really got to hand it to the people that make the city, because the people make this city. It's not the state that makes this city, for fuck's sake, right? The state is not this city, right? How many of you from Austin, by round of applause? A minority. That's really great, because this is, anyway. So my story is having a bit of a shell shock, having culture shock, crossing the state line. Not even crossing the state line, which is what pissed me off. It was well within the state line. The whole story, the whole getting here from Arizona is where I've been staying since November. And I want to talk a little bit about being in, like, the Southwest and red states versus blue states and red people versus blue people. And we'll relate it to this story. I drove across Arizona and New Mexico, which was kind of weird enough. A couple weird things happened. I pick up ride shares on Craigslist, and that's how I roll. That's how I pay for my drives. The first fella was kind of a bizarre. He was kind of quiet, kind of normal. But then he started talking all kinds of weird hacker jibe when we started really chatting in the car. And that was okay until we got into the motel, where things got delayed a little bit because in New Mexico there was, like, high winds. What's up with this weather, guys? This weather's been crazy. Like, winds, right? Hello? Is this thing? Yeah. I'm not that exciting, am I? Yeah, the weather's been nuts. And the freeways were stopped in New Mexico, and he went over to, when we were stopped at the state line of New Mexico, this rideshare fellow, this weirdo, went over to the cop who asked the cop, what's going on? Well, how come the freeway stopped? He said, well, we're almost done cleaning it up. And he said, well, cleaning what up? The accident? Cop just rolled up his window. That's all he did. New Mexico, Roswell, right? You got to figure something shitty, some crazy shit's going on. So that was the first weird thing that happened. Then I got into Texas. I had a different ride share by this time. Very long story. I'll have to condense it since I never rehearsed it. Thank you for letting me try this. this fellow, I picked up a different fellow after dropping that guy in Las Cruces. Pick up another guy in Las Cruces. And he's a black fella with dreadlocks, 20 years old, and he's got a bike, and he's got, like, a weird bike that's been welded to another bike, like a Huffy welded to a mongoose with, you know, all that. You know how that goes. So I pick him up, and we roll, and we get in through El Paso. We get through 100 miles into Texas. Wind is blowing off the side of the car like crazy, and it's just kind of a weird thing. The whole thing seems kind of weird. And then the Border Patrol just snakes off the highway. You know, and have you guys been in the situation where they just kind of snake the highway off? Like, in the middle of fucking nowhere, they just take the freeway and they lead it to their little compound station. And there I was. This other dude, the previous rideshare, was just chain smoking weed like crazy in my car, and not always weed, like that fake weed. Have anybody tried that shit? I've never tried it. And he was just chain smoking, So I get down to that point where we get to the border patrol, and they smell, the dog smells it. I have a gram of pot underneath the seat. I don't think the dog could have smelled that, but the dog smelled all that chain smoking of fake weed in the car, and he barked. And then I got detained for 5 hours there. And I started thinking as I was in this concrete cell, like there was a white trash kind of guy. Not white trash, you know, all of them good people. They're like, he just had a little bit of weed. This other Mexican dude had a little bit of weed. How long have I been up here, by the way? About 25 minutes, time's up.
You want to wrap it up?
I don't know how to. I know. It is. There's something funny there. If you could imagine Rick Santorum getting shook down and put in this holding cell, you'd be like, yes, this is what America's all about, right? Fuck. You know what? The point is that red states, the people do things that are anti-freedom, and blue states do the things that are anti what they are all about. I just can't wrap this up. This is a disaster. Thank you.
Sean Oakley, everybody. All right.